Porch Grill and Pizza at 173rd and West Center. We were here earlier today for the 1620 The Zone spring game crossover. All of our shows, Gary and Nick, Connor and you and me, that'd be Josh and John, all together for an hour. You can check out the radio replay at 1620thezone.com. That's why we are here at Oscars, where the $3 margs and Mexican beers and $2 tacos start in 36 minutes.
Let's go.
So you get here after 5 o'clock, and you can catch some of the end of the baseball games that are going on right now and get ready for the NFL draft tonight. You'll be able to watch it here on their many, many, many big screens, along with NBA and NHL playoffs and a whole lot more. But the... the folks over at 1890.
Oh, our friends of the Grum.
Are doing an online auction.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they're raising funds for 1890. They've got a lot of different items that are up for bids, including game-used basketballs, signed volleyballs, signed footballs.
They're right there.
I'm good. Other game-used items. But they also have what I think is the most lucrative item, and that is lot number 74.
Yes.
A Mike Riley signed Nebraska football helmet.
That's awesome. How much is this bad boy going for?
Well, it's strange that you asked there, Josh, because I've pulled up the auction page, and lot number 74 is currently sitting at $155.
That's a lot more dollars than I would have expected for lot number 74.
I mean, we're talking about a full-size. It's
helmet.
Not a mini helmet. It's a full-size helmet, and it's got the signature of a former Nebraska head football coach. He is a part of Nebraska football history.
You think they'll buy the helmet, authentic helmet, and then they'll scratch off his name?
Oh, why would you do that?
I'm not going to do it. I liked Mike Riley.
You know what this sounds like to me?
What's that?
Something that would look great on the shelf of random.
Nick, are you volunteering to buy this for almost $200 for us?
With what money?
We have $7 right here.
That's true. That covers a good chunk of it.
John and I have just contributed $7.
But, yeah, there's still 3 hours left in the auction if you want to check it out at 1890initiative.com.
Oh, that is so cool.
But
how did they get that? Where did they scrounge this up at? In a toilet somewhere? Did they have to clean it off? There was some...
Was Mike Riley wasn't the one who just liked to do garage sales of stuff, was he?
That was Adrian Martinez.
That was Mike
former
Riley.
After hours host and also former Husker quarterback,
yes.
Adrian Martinez.
Maybe that was one of Adrian's things and then somebody picked it up.
That would be weird because Adrian didn't play for Mike Riley.
You know, no, but maybe Scott Frost gave it to him. He's here, have this.
Listen, if you want to know how much a signature of Mike Riley is worth, lot number 75 is a full-size Nebraska replica helmet. So it's the same helmet.
Wait, I thought this was lot 74.
No, but I'm just comparing.
Oh, I see.
Lot 74 is the Mike Riley signed helmet. Lot 75 is the full-size Nebraska replica helmet.
How much is that?
That's only going for $72. So basically, Mike Riley's signature doubles the value.
Awesome.
Of a Nebraska football helmet.
That's some good math.
That's what Husker Math tells me, that he doubles the value with his mere signature.
Jordan, with a great point, why are we making fun of him? Hey, he's our last bowl-winning coach to not have a record below 500.
Here's the deal. I am not making fun of anybody. I am a fan of Mike Riley. If I had the money, I would donate and I would win this helmet and send it to our good friend Mike Farron, who is a huge fan of Mike Riley.
He's a big Mike Riley
has
guy.
Mike Riley aged the best, like compared to Husker coaches? Has he aged better than any other coach?
Great question, Nick. My opinion, well, I don't know. I mean, Bo Pelini has kind of, his career has aged fairly well.
Who?
Bo.
Bo who?
Pelini.
Pelini?
Yeah. I was going to say Callahan originally.
Mm-hmm.
I think Callahan's tenure has aged fairly well in terms of how we felt in the moment versus now. He had, he had some bad seasons, sure, but great recruiter. Where is this going? Tell us about this.
Well, I don't
this.
Know about this, but I don't know who this Bo Pelini is.
Yeah.
But lot, I believe, let's double check
lot
here.
Lot D?
No.
Oh, I park there.
Lot number 73, so that's one ahead of Mike Riley. Lot number 73 is also another autographed helmet, and this one is signed by Bo Pelini.
Wow, that's a tough look for 1890.
Bo Pelini signed helmet. Now, according to the graphic
that I have. Does it say that on the website, or did they finally fix it?
Fix what? There's nothing. It says Bo Pelin right there. Bo Pelin. The graphic is in error because I took that picture earlier this morning.
What
it's
is
up
the
to
bid now?
$500. 69 bids, by the way.
Nice. Do they know that they're not getting Bo Pelini? They're getting some man named Bo Pelin.
Are we sure this isn't a Mandela thing? Maybe we've jumped into the universe where it was Bo Pelin.
That would be actually amazing. If I went to I searched Bo Pelini pee pants on accident again. Nope, it's still there with the eye. 1890, are we allowed to make fun of them? They're our friends.
You make fun of me all
I'm not
time.
Making fun of anybody.
1890,
I'm just,
you big dumb idiots.
I'm just saying, for Husker fans, you can get an autographed helmet from Bo Pelin. It's going for $500 right now if you get your bids in now.
We'll need a few more bucks. We only have seven.
Maybe, I would love a Bo Pelin autographed helmet.
I can tell you keep saying it.
Maybe Bo Pelin is Bo Pelini's evil twin. That's like shadow Bo Pelini.
Wait, Bo is already evil, though. So is the evil twin actually nice?
Oh.
Instead of swinging a hat at a ref, he offers the ref a hug. There you go. Thoughts, John?
He swings a pillow at him. It's like a pillow fight.
Oh, pillow fight.
I don't know what
without
you guys
a weight
are talking
in
about.
There to hit him. In the
I don't
head.
Know what you guys are talking about. But for those of you who want the Bo Pelin.
John loves this joke.
Oh, he won't. Yeah, I know. He's
signed helmet. You've got 3 hours. You've got 3 hours and 11 minutes. You've got 3 hours and 11 minutes.
What's the most.
The highest bid.
I guess it's probably not organized that way, is it?
No, it's not. But
you should do that.
I mean, Bo's helmet going for $500.
Actually, the Bo Pelin helmet.
My God,
is there a
might
counter?
Be the highest.
Ding! Remember that episode of South Park?
I think it is
when they said the S word. Uh-huh. Like, yeah, that's what we need. Every time John says Bo Pelin, it would just. Ding!
Are you getting paid by 1890 every time you say Bo Pelin?
The Bo Pelin helmet is the highest item.
That's a tough look
right now, and I think the Mike Riley helmet is the second highest.
Wow!
Oh no! There's a Tom Osborne signed football going for $175.
What about Frost?
And another Tom Osborne signed football? Strangely, there's nothing of Scott Frost up for auction.
Ooh, what's worth more, a Scott Frost signature from when he was a quarterback or a Scott Frost signature from when he was a coach?
That'd be amazing, Nick, if you're like, actually, this helmet, it was signed in 1997, so it's a good one. And they're like, oh, thank God. I didn't want to get a 2020 Frost signature. He was really bad by then.
I'm really proud, though. It looks like the Mike Riley auction item is the fourth behind the two Osborne signed footballs and the Bo Pelin signed helmet.
John.
Oh, and you know what? Oh, no. I thought it just went up. I'm sorry.
Got to open a dead horse cemetery in John's honor.
Yeah.
I don't know who this horse is. I didn't say equine. I said Pelin.
Douglas says, where is the stuff coming from? Did Matt Davison clean out the closet? Are they making room in the stadium for the remodel project?
Perhaps.
Maybe they're finally adding
the Bo Pelin wing to the Nebraska Football Hall of Fame.
All right, let's eject from this segment. We can get out of this. Let's leave. The NFL draft, John, is
hours
away.
The NFL draft is coming up, and we've got some thoughts and takes.
Yes.
And what we should be looking for tonight. Also, it is the 50th anniversary of a draft that may never, ever, ever be duplicated again.
I have no idea where this is going, so color me curious.
It's a hell of a draft. It's not as good as a Bo Pelin signed helmet, but it's pretty doggone close. We're live at Oscars, 173rd and West Center, where the $3 margs and Mexican beers and $2 tacos go on sale starting at 5 o'clock. So by the time you get off work, if you're getting off work right now and you meander your way over here, by the time you get here and sit down,
boop, boop, boop.
You'll be able to swig on a $3 marg or Mexican beer.
Cerveza.
And have some $2 tacos.
By the way.
And check your internet to see if your bid for the Bo Pelin helmet has been. Yeah,
Greg from Hastings says, take a drink every time John says Bo Pelin. No, don't.
I am going to take a drink of water
Jace
right
for
now.
Jace for Todd writes,
to Bo Pelin.
Todd writes, they need to have a Frost-signed golden tea machine. Now that would be cool.
I mean, if Mr. Yogurt's really just cleaning everything out, that might just be a possibility.
And they can find the margarita machine,
Who wouldn't want a golden tea machine? I mean, I would just take the part where Scott Frost signed it and probably just scrub it off.
Scrape it off.
I wonder if you have to pay a subscription to the Golden Tea Company to have one of those, to be able to play it.
No, you just turn off the quarters, and then you're good to go.
Well, but if you want to play other people in the network, because, you know, it's...
Right, cause they got their servers and everything.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that. Not worried about that. We're back to Oscars in just a moment, where Reiner, a Field of Green sweepstakes, is your chance to win $5,000 for all your home improvement plans.
Or
you can buy 10 Bo Pelin signed football helmets with the $5,000. Imagine how much greener your home would look if you had 10 Bo Pelin helmets just lying around.
I think it'd look a little more red.
Or white, actually. Helmets are white.
Oh.
You can register now at 1620thezone.com.
Back after this.